The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management.
Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome. You're in the clubhouse. Awesome day today. A little rain in Hawaii, but that just makes everything green. Annika Sorenstam enjoyed the islands this week. She is the global ambassador for Pacific Links International, and she was here to kick off the festivities leading up to the Champions Tour Pacific Links Hawaii Championship. That'll be in September. She was also here for the Go Oahu, a Kama'aina loyalty program kickoff for golfers here on Oahu to go to all the Pacific Links courses and get a discount. Okay, now Pacific Links International owns courses on the U.S. mainland. They own Canada, too, important portions of it, and the 27 Club in China. Five courses in Hawaii plus the 27 Club in China. Pacific Links owns that course. It's going to be some 27 holes, each designed by top professional golfers, and one of them, Annika Sorenstam. She's the only woman of the 27 professionals chosen to design the holes. And I spoke with her about women's golf, of course, the upcoming Ricoh Women's British Open, the incredible accomplishments of NB Park this year. She's going for her fourth win in a row this weekend. She's got her work cut out for her. She has already won three majors in a row this year. That's historic. And Annika Sorenstam, with 80 global wins and 72 on the LPGA, 10 major championships, knows just how hard it is to pull that off. And I spoke with her at Kapolei. My first question has to be, how difficult is it for a woman or anyone to win three majors in a row?
Well, I think it's really, really tough. And this is the first time it's been done on the ladies' side in 60 years. So I think that says a lot. And I'm not even sure we'll see it in another 60 years. I think what NB Park did it, Savonic, just a few weeks ago, was very impressive to have all the eyes on her, the pressure. And, you know, she's still very young. And, to come out there, I mean, she led pretty much from the very beginning. And to hold the lead and have all those discussions about history. And it's got a weigh on you one way or another, but she showed some, I mean, she was solid. She was very composed. She was calm, at least from the outside, and just was able to focus on what she had to do. I think that says a lot.
Babe Zaharias is the other person who did this. Now, Babe and NB Park are such different personalities. What about NB that makes her able to do this?
Yeah, I would agree. They're very different. However, obviously, I never had a chance to play with Babe Zaharias. I have had a chance to play with NB, and I don't know her very well. I think she's, you know, quite a shy person. If you watch on TV, you know, she likes to keep to herself and her close family. But, she's... I think she makes the most of her game. I mean, that's what I think a good player does. She might not have all the strength as far as distance and power, but she uses her, her best knowledge to get it done. And that's a skill. And I think her mental toughness is probably more than we want to talk about. Everybody talks about her game, her short game. They mentioned she's probably one of the best putter on tour. But, yeah, you can be a good putter, but you still have to control the mental aspect. And as everybody says, it's the distance between the ears that's the longest in golf, and she certainly has a control of that one.
She's going for number four. She's going for number four at St. Andrews in a couple of weeks. She hasn't had any pressure on her, so to speak, from the media, and that kind of perplexes me. We're not really talking about it. If this were Tiger Woods going for a fourth major, it would be front page news. It would be everywhere. But this is amazing. What challenge will St. Andrews pose for her?
Yeah, that's a very good question. She's kind of still flying under the radar a little bit. And like you said, if it was Tiger Woods or maybe it was Natalie Golbis or Michelle Wee, you know, it would be more on the front cover. But, you know, St. Andrews is St. Andrews. I find it very ironic. It's almost, you know, where the game started. And now we're talking about the growth of Korean golfers. So it's the new and the old meeting at the same place for historic, four majors in one season. So, you know, she's going to have some time to think about it. It's coming up in about 4 weeks. And I think it would be terrific if she got the exposure, if she got the media, just credibility. And she deserves that. I mean, this has not been done in 60 years. And you start to wonder what else would she has to do, or any female golfer have to do, to get the headlines.
Yes, exactly. Now, is this a Grand Slam, or is it a Park Slam, like we call the Tiger Slam?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what we're going to call it, because this is the first year that the LPGA have five majors. So, you know, and if you really want to speculate, she does maybe have a chance to win five majors, which will be incredible. But we have to take one tournament at a time. But, yeah, so far this is pretty spectacular. Put the LPGA on the map, and certainly it's a talking point.
It's awesome, absolutely. When you were talking with the press, the media, you mentioned a clothing line. Can I ask, are you designing clothing?
I'm working with Cutter & Buck. I have the Annika collection, and I know it's you can find it here on the island. But I've done it since 2004, so we're celebrating 10 years next year. But it's doing very well. It's probably the third best-selling female line of all clothing, so I'm very proud of it. It's something that I wear every day. It's very functional, it's professional, very feminine, so hopefully you can try out the piece, and I can tell you, it works great when you travel. You just wash and hang it up, and that's what you need.
And one more question. You work with the Clinton Foundation. You have your own foundation, the Pacific Links Foundation. How does this all dovetail together?
Well, like I've always said, I mean, I'm lucky to do what I enjoy doing, and for us to be able to give back to different charities and different communities is really important. And, you know, when it comes to the Bill Clinton Foundation, it's all about obesity, trying to keep the communities healthy, and that's what I do want to do with the kids that are involved in the Annika Foundation, is to teach them the importance of living a healthy, active lifestyle, either through fitness or nutrition. But it doesn't have to be golf. It could just be some, you know, PE programs or school, or because we have to really think about the future, because I've read that in 2019, obesity will be the number one killer in the United States. And I always tell people it's a silent killer. And I think this is something that we can treat by being healthy, being active, paying attention to what you put in your stomach. And the Pacific Links Foundation is same in a way. It's embracing the cultures, the people, and education, and giving them hope to achieve what they want to achieve. In my opinion, if you're not healthy, you will never achieve your dreams.
Absolutely, and Hawaii has one of the highest diabetes type 2 rates in the entire country. So what you're doing is awesome. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Okay.
It was great. Absolutely great talking with her, and she puts on an amazing clinic. If you are ever in Florida, go to the Annika Academy. She makes golf learning a lot of fun. All right, we're going to hear from Micah Kane a little bit later about the Pacific Links Foundation and what it does here on Oahu for the Leeward Coast. And coming up right after this, John Huskisson, best-selling author, he's a golf writer, and a former member of the European Tour. His latest book is called No Hiding in the Open, A Journey in Professional Golf. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
the 2014 Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Go test drive this car at Acura Honolulu, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. I want a tight turning radius. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. I want a responsive engine. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. And a smooth, quiet ride down Ala Moana Boulevard. You'll get that. It's so good on the nerves on Honolulu streets. But don't take my word. Test drive the 2014 Acura RLX. Call for an overnight test drive. You heard right. Call General Sales Manager TJ Jones for your appointment to visit Acura of Honolulu. Your time's valuable. Book it. Call 942-4555. Meet with TJ and the RLX expert. There is so much to Acura's RLX where luxury meets high tech. Acura's flagship sedan. Take it home. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your life. You heard right. Acura of Honolulu will wash and vacuum your current car while you're experiencing the Acura RLX. And when you bring it back, find out when you can take your Acura RLX or RLX Advance home. The number is 808-942-4555. His name is TJ. The car is the Acura RLX. It's an amazing car, and I'm not easily amazed.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we're going to England. John Hoskinson, best-selling author, golf writer, and former member of the European Tour. His book is called No Hiding in the Open. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Danielle. Great to be on the show.
Did you have any thought? I know you were listening to Annika when she was talking about what's the buzz like in England, in the UK, about Invy Park and the Women's British Open at St. Andrews?
I think they're pretty astounded by her incredible success. I mean, she's a phenomenal player, and what she's achieved has gone under the radar, really, as if it was somebody really well-known who's been there for a number of years. I'm sure there'd be more talk. So it will be fascinating to see how she handles herself, particularly at St. Andrews, which obviously has so much history. So it's something that people are really looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, you know, and she won a U.S. Open, a Women's Open, and then went into a funk on the course, couldn't get it together, and then all of a sudden comes roaring back, and she's number one in the world, and all of a sudden, of course, is in media time. you experience that sort of thing, you know, when your game is on and your game is off, and what is No Hiding in the Open about?
Basically, it's about my struggles, particularly around one golf course, and that's Royal Birkdale. When I was a young pro, I happened to play well in the previous tournament, and making the cut then exempted you for the next tournament, which happened to be our flagship event on the European Tour, the PGA Championships at Royal Birkdale. I couldn't drive then. I went up to Birkdale with a small pencil bag. I had no idea what to experience in front of 25,000 spectators. And because of my success the previous week, they partnered me with a famous South African, John Furry, right behind Greg Norman and directly in front of Ballesteros. And pure nerves got to me the whole occasion. And I walked off Birkdale thinking, how could anybody cope with playing such a difficult golf course? And my book really is about my